I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. Today is Election Day in St. Charles County. Polls will be open from 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. and voters are reminded to bring a valid photo ID. Local races, including a hotly contested Francis Howell School Board race with a couple of seats open and municipal issues, will be on the ballot. Officials encourage residents to check their polling locations and sample ballot ahead of time by visiting the St. Charles County Election Authority website. St. Charles Fire Department has received a $26,000 grant from the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation to boost its emergency response capabilities. The funds will be used to purchase a Can-Am Defender, a 6x6 XT utility terrain vehicle that will help firefighters access hard-to-reach areas within the city. Deputy Chief Joe Granaggi expressed gratitude for the grant, calling the new vehicle a critical addition to the department's operations. Allegheny County woman Brenda Ruth Deutsch has been charged with two counts of child abuse and neglect, one count of endangering the welfare of a child after allegedly assaulting and abandoning a teenage girl in her care. Deutsch, a longtime foster and adoptive parent, reportedly hit the girl with various objects to part her clothing as a punishment and later sent her to Texas to stay in unsafe conditions with a friend. Authorities are also investigating disturbing claims that Deutsch may have attempted to trade the girl for a monkey. Prosecutors say Deutsch has fostered over 200 children and more. Victims may come forward. Her bond is set at $250,000, and her first court appearance could come as early as Tuesday. The Missouri House of Representatives has given initial approval to House Bill 970, which would regulate and tax video lottery machines, commonly found at bars, restaurants, and convenience stores. The bill, sponsored by Representative Bill Hardwick, aims to control the spread of unregulated gambling while allowing local governments to decide if the machines are permitted in their areas. It would cap each location at 8 machines and impose a 34% tax, with revenue supporting education and veterans programs. The bill advanced with a 74-70 vote and needs 82 votes to move to the Senate. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.